Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Michael. Welcome to everyone in America. This is Paul Quinton here from London in the UK. And I'm a life purpose expert, and I help people reveal their passion and uncover and discover their unlimited power to manifest and create the life of their dreams. And what I'm most passionate about is teaching people that they can bring everything to them without the struggle of looking and searching, and showing them and giving them more meaning and freedom in their life and their career. And this is done through my mentoring and coaching and healing. And also teach, and I teach different workshops on empowerment, the soul, and healing and energy work, and many other things. But for the purpose of, I want to speak to you tonight, is about trust. Now, some of you would have already heard some of my previous recordings and live on air shows, so you sort of know a bit how I work. So my teaching is to bring all aspects of self into alignment to assist people to connect to their divine intelligence through their soul, you know, to follow their joy by helping them overcome their fears and phobias, and showing them how their heart and not their mind is the true source of their power and wisdom. And it's my focus really on sort of changing perception, you know, to sort of help people feel in real time, you know, their divine will and desire, which then ultimately creates everything in their lives, you know, and helping people understand that when they're in alignment and living from their soul's, perspective or purpose, synchronicities happen all the time. You know, it's in fact everyday miracles are not possible, but, you know, are a natural extension of living a life on purpose, living in your heart. And my work is and is showing people to be more soul infused, you know, to embody more of the soul. So the body embodies more of the soul by preparing the body to bring in more light, you know, so then people can start to fulfill their destinies and their desires and their aspirations. You know, through this process, you know, you can really harness the inner power necessary to step forward in life with, you know, strength, courage and confidence. So this is, again, everything I just sort of said is what the soul, every soul, deep down at the core, desires, because we're all the same, and every soul on every planet is looking for recognition, is for understanding, and, you know, for that unconditional love to be recognized and to be able to be vulnerable. Because vulnerability is a source of true power, and our society pushes away from it because we don't trust in it. We don't trust in, you know, our ability to be ourselves. There's so much, you know, outside stimuli that would stop us from doing that. Not to mention all the commercial side of things, and, you know, the magazines and movies and all the rest of the stuff that creates, you know, fake body images and fake scenarios about love and life and the rest of it. So it's really about having the time to listen, and listen to the heart and not the mind. And I'm going to give you an exercise today, and this was actually channeled through to me. And I was doing this on my soul awareness group on Facebook on Wednesdays, Wednesday just gone. And I wasn't too sure how it was going to come through, and it was quite amazing. It was very powerful, and some really good feedback with it as well, and I could feel the difference. So I want to share that with you tonight. That procedure, of course, you'll have to do it in your own time, so listen back to this recording to get the, you know, you fully understand how to do it. It's very simple anyway, but I don't want you to miss anything, because if you do this and you allow the observation of your mind and your heart and your desire, then you are breaking out of the mind's control. Okay, now every human being is suffering hugely with the mind concept, because it's something that can't be controlled on a full-time basis, because it's just impossible, because the mind is always in constant chatter. So what you can do is you allow yourself to trust the heart, and then when that trust is fused enough into your conscious self and also your subconscious, because obviously that's where your belief systems are programmed, then you see the mind as the tool that it is, with its gift of imagination and its ability to show you in your day-to-day life what the soul needs. So the mind is there for that reason. It's a tool, and that's all it is. But 90% of the world's population are run by their mind. So it's a very, maybe that figure's not quite accurate, but the majority of people are run from their ego minds. And a lot of them are battling constantly because they just don't know how to separate the two. And then you've got all that external stimuli coming in, creating more and more fear through the media, for the fake news, all the lies that the media and newspapers tell. You know, there is a gender there, obviously. And another thing, I just want to bring this up. I was just watching a TV program with Trump and the vaccines. And it was an English doctor that was debunked and cast off the medical board here because he was showing that the MMR vaccine, and you know, I've known about this for years anyway, but it's great that it's starting to come onto a bit more public knowledge now, because it really gets brushed under the table. And I naturally have quite a few clients, well, not quite a few, I have a few clients, and I've met quite a few people over the years. Their children have had these, and now they're suffering immensely with brain disorders, autism, and the rest. And we know in the spiritual field, the family that, not my family direct, obviously, the spiritual world on this planet, the spiritual movement, whatever you want to call it, are very much aware of this, very, very much aware. And there's been so much information coming through the extraterrestrial channels explaining all this too, so they can't really hide it. But anyway, coming back to the program, he was debunked because he was showing that these children, what was happening to them after they had this vaccine. And the ridiculous part about it was, is the fact that it was on a mainstream television show, so we pretty much all know who runs those and how that gets manipulated. And they kept referring back to, well, the studies have been proved that, you know, these vaccines are not affecting our children. There is no scientific proof that any of this is causing autism and other mental illnesses. And I think, well, who are these experts? How much are they being paid off? Who asks those questions? I mean, then they're doing interviews with these intelligent people, and they're not even referring to that. And they're not even referring to the fact that they're saying that there's a rise in measles now in children because of, obviously, the vaccine's dropped. And I said, well, of course there is, because who do you think creates the measles and the smallpox and all of it in the first place? It's the bloody drug companies and their affiliates and God knows who else. So of course it's going to rise, because as soon as they see a drop in vaccines, they're gonna bloody dump more of these biological weapons and whatnot. You know, these diseases and illnesses. All of this stuff is created by us and through the extraterrestrials. It's been a warfare that's been going for a long time. It's been tested. It's been tested in so many wars. It's just not public notice. So it's just, you know, it's just sad that they still refer to the experts who said, well, there's nothing wrong, you know, and people just believe that, but no one actually asks, well, where does these diseases come from? You know, they're not naturally born to this planet, as far as I know, and I've never been told by spirit otherwise. So I find it a little bit disturbing, really, that, you know, with the current times and the powers to be on the darker side know that this is happening. They know that they can't win this battle anymore. The light is, you know, the planets are ascending. So they're trying to play onto these old paradigms and still create this fear. And I suppose it will go on until humanity learns to take back their sovereignty and to trust in their feelings and not be so brainwashed by everything that they watch and read, because it is disturbing. It really is disturbing. And I just wanted to bring that up because obviously it does relate to trust as well. You know, I know, and there's a lot of things going on, obviously, in your country with Trump and stuff. But he's a sort of avid supporter of this. And I know I really back him on that, because you know, I know that from other sources and from my own work that this is very much an issue that needs to be addressed, because they're pumping the babies, even younger now, full of all these toxins, and you know, the irony is there's a lot of these vaccines actually, you know, cause disease and illness later on because they deplete the immune system. I mean, it's all reversed. Everything they tell you, just always think, look at it as the reverse. You know, most of the things that they're said, it's always the opposite. So it's just about having trust in yourself. Now, again, none of this stuff will ever affect you if you believe in vibration. And the vibration of self is when you raise it within yourself through trust and through surrender to the soul and to your spirit, you automatically become a, what we would say, an untouchable. You are not pulled into the dramas of the media. You're not pulled into the dramas of the planet. You can't be influenced. You are rising above that frequency. Okay, because if you above it, they can't, you know, you're not on the radar for it. And this again goes for being influenced by spirits as well, because actually, to be honest, you know, the spirit world, the astral plane, I mean, there's so many spirits around and they've all got their own agendas, and they, you know, I see them attached to people all the time. That's what I do in my work. I remove them. So, you know, there's this other world going on that's just, you know, people walking around with this tunnel vision. So it's such an important time now to know what's going on around you and to trust your feelings, because if you don't trust your feelings, you are a mark, basically. You are someone else's punching bag, and you're an experiment for someone else's cause, whether it be through media propaganda, retail therapy, the drug companies, you know, the political ridiculous agenda, the lies and propaganda there. I mean, whatever you get sucked into, wherever it causes you to believe and sacrifice yourself, you know. And as I've said before, trusting in your heart is the only path back to, and if you want to call it whatever, prime creator, God, your soul, your higher self, whatever, you know. And this is the problem with religion, it teaches you that something outside of you is going to save you. It's God or Jesus or the angels, or, you know, these beings all play a part in our experience, of course. But we are wholly responsible for ourselves, and we all have our own answers within us. So again, it's designed to disempower you, to take your power out of you. Now, the battle right now for humanity is bringing the power back within. And the only way to do that is to start separating your thoughts from your heart. And first thing is the trust, because without the trust, nothing can be made manifest in this paradigm that I'm currently speaking about. Because the trust means surrender. Surrender means getting out of your own way. And I've always said, human thinking causes more problems. Get out of your own way. We are not aware enough to understand the complexities of what's going on. For all the interdimensional beings, the propaganda, the media, the effects of our life here, the effects of how we're affected to every other planet and connected, you know, the light and dark paradigm, you know, there's so much going on that influences and changes things. So you don't have to go out and try and learn all this stuff and study all this stuff and I have to read this, I have to read that. Always be guided to what you should read, and trust that what you're feeling is what I should read or watch or do. Again, this is again trust and feeling, because you don't want to have too much information on top, and when the mind then gets confused again, or I should be taking copper and magnesium every day, but and then I've got to take this and this and this, and I've got to do these three meditations a day, and I've got to face north and talk to the wind and blah blah blah. Yes, you know, these are all practices, these are all things that certain people need. Find what you need, not what everyone else needs, you know. So again, trusting, what do I need? Not what the bloody media or the new crazy diet tells you, or you know, some TV program interviews, or you've got to go out and buy this, buy that, because there is a lot of misinformation. The Anakai, very connected to the dark side. You know, this is you know, your planet X that they were talking about. That's their planet. It went out of our solar system a long, long time ago. They come back every 3,600 years and cause havoc. Now, they manipulate us. They're 4D beings, and they're emotional beings, and they manipulate, like, you know, like the reptilian agenda. They manipulate our thoughts, our feelings, and they suck elemental energies from the second dimension into us to play out their dramas, you see, and then they feed off our emotion. Now, a fun game for them is to swap what's good for you, what's not good for you, like the butter and margarine. I mean, how many times did that swap? It was ridiculous. And they've even laughed about that, done channelings for books. They say, well, we just mess around with you all the time because it's a game to them. It's creating fear, creating panic, playing dramas. They feed off our fear. They feed off our emotion. So, again, rising and being true to yourself, you can't be pulled into someone else's drama, someone else's game. You're not a puppet on a string anymore. So, you know, this knowledge, whether you take on board what I'm saying now or you take on board in three lifetimes' time or in 30 years' time, doesn't matter. You're still going to come back to these realities of what's going on. So it's your choice now to go, you know what, you know, where am I really empowered in my life? What are really my decisions, my thoughts, my actions? You know, may think a lot of them are, but maybe a lot of them aren't. So this is, again, if you really have to go in and do a real good inventory of yourself, and you need to sit with belief systems, you need to sit with feelings and resentments and regrets and the rest of it, and forgiveness and whatnot, because till you sit with those feelings and you acknowledge the power that's behind them and where they're coming from, you are always going to be a bit messed up in some ways, because you're reacting to situations that are negatively based. In some drama, it might even been your drama. It could have been something when you were 5 or 6, or it could have been passed down from your parents through the DNA. Now, we all know that cells are affected by our environment, so don't think, you know, your mum had a heart attack, you're going to have a heart attack. That's rubbish. It's all about your thoughts, it's all about how you feel, and it's all about how you project your life out into the world. That changes DNA, that changes the cells. It's about the environment. So again, if you're constantly worrying, negatively thinking, questioning, arguing with yourself, there is no transparency of the soul, is there? There's just the mind getting in way of maybe a few other personalities or archetypes you've got going on inside you. Or you might just see the head and the heart dilemma, and you're constantly feeling, oh, I should do that, and then the head jumps in, and it's that sort of game of tennis, backwards and forwards. So this technique I'm going to give you tonight came from spirit, and I wasn't too sure how it was going to play out, like I said, in the group. So, and it really worked well. So take stock of this, because this is a simple technique. It's very powerful, and it will give you the observation you need to break, shall we say, get you off the hamster wheel. Okay, with your thoughts and your reactions to those thoughts and beliefs, because, you know, when we feel it, when we feel it from within, it dissipates all that stress and tension in the mind, and it is such an overwhelming feeling and of joy when you finally start to nail this in life. You know, and you're going to start with the big things in your life, you know, this exercise. You know, what are your sort of top three issues? What are the top three things that are stopping you from moving forward in life? Or, you know, the particular one we're going to do tonight is about seeing your dreams, your aspirations, the life that you want. Or that's the whole life. Or you could just do, there might be something coming up now that you believe in that you can't have or can't do. So whatever it is, start having to think about now about what you really don't trust in yourself. What's the mind constantly telling you you can and can't do, or should do but can't do, or creates fear around a dream that you've got? So what's the paralyzing belief systems here? So that's the sort of thing I want you to have a quick think about. So I'm just tuning into spirit here, so I don't want to say anything else. Yeah. All I'm going to do is I'm just going to get into the meditation. Obviously, some of you are out and about, probably listening in the car, or maybe it's just not the right time at the moment to sit down and do this full on. So take the structure, take the procedure, and then do it in your own time. But make sure, you know, no one can disturb you, because it's very important with this exercise that you've got peace and quiet around you, because it's a very, you can take you into some very deep feelings. So it's nice to have, you know, the peace and quiet around you, not being disturbed. It's like any meditation, really. But this one's very important, because, you know, like I said, the biggest illness on the planet right now is the mind. Because the mind is what creates the disease and disorder anyway, to start with. It's the absence of spirit. So if spirit is not within each person's consciousness, disease and illness can fester. Because there has to be the recognition of spirit for any disease and illness to leave the body. Because you have to bring in energies, universal energies, source energies. The energy that created the universe, the energy that created you, has to come in and do its job. But the mind stops it. So this is very, very important that, you know, you accept that this power, obviously it's within you, but it's also coming from higher dimensional frequency healing energies. So, which will of course come through you on a higher level, because we are all existing in higher realms and multidimensional places. You know, you're just a sub fragment of yourself. But anyway, I don't want to get off that topic of how the energy comes through. It's about surrendering, and it's about letting the energy come in. And so this is going to be quite subjective to you. It's going to be your own internal emotional and mental fields that are going to be activated in this. And you're going to be an observer of yourself, and you're going to see and feel what's blocking you. And once that can be recognized, and once that can be given love and acknowledgement, then it starts to transmute. Because a feeling needs space to transmute. It needs observation. You cannot get caught up in the mental programming or the mental thinking when you're trying to release a feeling. You just have to follow the breath. Breathe in and out and follow it in your body. Wherever the tension is, you breathe in and out of that tension. And then it's just giving it space, giving it love, giving it attention, acknowledgement, thanking it for being here, thanking it for the experience, thanking it for showing you that you are not in your heart just yet, that this is a blockage. So thank you for showing yourself, thank you for allowing me. So it's that constant stream of gratitude, because even the dark side, the negative aspects of this universal experience, an integral part of the experience. Without the dark side, you wouldn't learn how to be good again or be light. I would say good again, that's probably a bad way to say it, but you wouldn't understand the polarities of being disconnected from yourself. And when you disconnect from your true self, you of course become a nomad of sorts, which is what the 3D environment is. And it's sort of, you go out, you have experiences, yes, you enjoy the physical, but then it's the in journey back in, connecting in again and releasing all of the, shall we say, physical human ego traits to come back into the heart. So you don't really ascend anywhere, you just release stuff. So again, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there, you need to ascension and all this, it's a load of rubbish, because you're already ascended, you're already a higher being living in highest dimensions. Like I said, we how do you think an archangel, or like they say, God can be everywhere? Because it's a multidimensional being. It can be everywhere at once. And so can you, so can I. And that's another thing that hasn't been shared with us. Because, like I said, the zeros, the 2000s, are all about seeing the unseen world, which is the spirit world, acknowledging your multidimensional selves, and acknowledging extraterrestrial life. That is the three prime directives for moving into the 2000s. And we are really at the beginning, the infancy of this anyway. But for some of us younger ones, we're going to see quite a few changes going up to 2050. It's going to be a lot of a lot of changes, and the world as you know it will be very different, but in a very, very positive, light, universally connected way, which is of course what we're all striving for. Get rid of all the purging of the negativity and the drama that we no longer need to hold on to anymore. So these are why these techniques and spirit are working with us so closely now. So big thank you, big love to the spirit world, the extraterrestrials helping us, the higher realms, the angels, the ascended masters, everyone that's involved with this process and helping Earth. So just want to send our gratitude out, and also to your ancestors that are helping you, and to your guides that often get overlooked. So thank you so much. Now I'm going to take you into this meditation. Again, this is going to be brief because we're on the radio, but you can take the structure, you'll understand it, and you'll know what to do, and sit with it as long as you need. There's no rush. Normally 10-15 minutes is fine, or however long. Some people like to go for longer. Longer the better in some ways. Okay. So you're going to get nice and relaxed as usual. Just let all the tension go in your body, breathing in and out. And as you come into your mind, I want you to create an archetype for what your mind now looks like within your inner vision, your imagination. You might just see a brain. You might see a very sad or confused or angry reflection of yourself. This is the norm. These are what people normally see, is the brain or that type of. But whatever you see, that is the archetype. Don't try and make something. Whatever you first see is generally good to go with. You first get an impression of what your mind looks like. Now, it's very common to see the struggle, to see the despair, and even a little bit of craziness. And these are the common things people see. Because in this moment, because you have agreed to sit and do this meditation, your soul is going to show you so much more, because it's dying for you to see this. It's dying for you to get out of your way, to surrender this part of yourself, so it can come through and do its job for being here, its reason for being here. You are your soul. You are here for its purpose only. So you have to give back the power to the soul. It's so important, and you're going to have such a better life anyway. And you're not really, because that is you anyway, so you're not really giving anything away. You're just surrendering the negative parts of yourself. So as you look at this mind, you just sit with it and you send it love and you talk to it. Thank it for experience. There's nothing to fear anymore, that you're coming back with the soul now. That your gift is imagination, mind. Your gift is here to impulse my soul directive. I love you very much, and there's nothing to fear. I need you to just step over to the right-hand side of my head now. So you're going to move the soul now, the mind, this archetype, just to the right. So you can just see it in the right. So you're sort of basically observing yourself, and you can see this arena in front of you. And your mind is to the right. And now, whatever you desire in life, whatever your perfect life is, you may want to see the big picture. You may want to see 10, 15, 20 years down the track. You may have an issue right now that you're really struggling with. You have a desired outcome that would make you feel happy, but there's the fear and the mind is in the way. What I want you to do now is see that like a big movie screen in front of your vision now. Don't forget, you're still observing with your peripheral vision to the right, your mind as an archetype. You are now looking forward to a big screen and you're seeing your life. Make it as interactive and as colourful as possible. If it's a dream life, then put everything into that picture. If it's an issue that you're trying to get over or do something right now, see the desired outcome. See the results. But want to feel it. Feel and imagine that you've already achieved it. See yourself in that picture almost. You're observing yourself, living that life, fulfilling that dream, overcoming that obstacle. But see the desired outcome, not going through the journey, to see the desired outcome.